The topic is related to EduElectroda.PL:4 operational amplifiers, LED current stabilization FAQ, LED flashing to the beat of the music. As you can see, a lot of space is devoted to LED flashing to the rhythm of the music. And why set up a new related topic? The reason for this is the designed chip, the Chinese putty, which needs the fewest parts for this. The presented diagrams in related threads are more advanced, complex, and may have other possibilities. While the unique feature of this kit is its minimalist design, with the same effectiveness. I wouldn't like to use phrases like the beauty of design here, but the design is really well done, despite the suspicions of LED or output transistor burnout. You can see that it is a well-thought-out design, even though it is simple. But the simplicity is the result of good knowledge of electronics. To pulsate the LED to the rhythm of the music, the author only needed 3 resistors, 2 NPN transistors, 2 capacitors, microphone, LED lights. The size of the PCB is 34 by 25 millimeters, one-sided. Diagram. I decided to check the suspicion of excessive current that could damage the diodes or the Q2 transistor. NPN9014, by measuring the current consumption of the entire system at rest and during the highest load. At rest, the system consumed less than 1 milliampere, with the greatest possible noise that I was able to produce, 91 milliamps, which is unrealistic, because even by directly rubbing and tapping the microphone itself, the intensity did not exceed 80 milliamps. The manufacturer foresaw the possibility of supplying 3 to 5 volts. I measured the consumption at 5 volts to measure the worst case. Having 2 values, supply voltage and current intensity, using the simplest formulas, you can calculate the circuit impedance and the power dissipated. Calculating the impedance from Ohm's law, R equals U over I equals 5 volts over 0.091 ampm. Equals 55 ohms. Now that we have made an effort to calculate the impedance, we can calculate the power of the circuit. PW equals I times R ohms equals 0.091 amp times 0.091 amp equals 0.4545 watt, approximately 0.45 watt. In fact, you didn't even have to work hard to calculate the impedance. Because having the value of the consumed current and the supply voltage, you can calculate the power consumption using the formula. P equals U, V times I equals 5 volts times 0.091 amp equals 0.4545 watt, approximately 0.45 watt. Knowing that the current consumption by the system was negligible, it can be seen in the diagram that the transistor Q2-9014 is the most loaded element in any case. We have 2 important results to try to verify the load on the circuit. 1. Power 0.45 watt. 2. Maximum current 0.091 amp. Having the product card from 9014C, I checked, they are installed C versions. You can look for 3 parameters of this transistor. 1. The maximum current that can be passed through it equals 0.1 amp. 2. Power dissipation 0.45 watt. 3. You can take a look at the HFE, although this is just for reference, as the spread is too large, 200 to 600. We do not exceed the maximum current of the transistor. In fact, it does not exceed 80 milliamp. The power dissipated is like a pin. We must know that this power is not all the time, but at the highest peak in the voice wave chart. My point is, this is not a continuous load, as you can see in the oscillogram taken from the collector of output transistor Q2. By the way, you can see what the microphone signal level looks like. The layout is very simple and can be simulated. See below for simulation link. Simulation screenshot. You can see that the signal from the microphone oscillates around the mass of 25 millivolts. After cutting the DC component downstream of the 1 UFA capacitor, the oscillation is still 50 millivolts pp, but it has moved to 0.75 volts, by biasing the base with a 1M resistor and controls the base of the transistor. At the collector Q1 and the base of Q2, the signal oscillates from 0 to over 1V, alternately opening and closing the output transistor Q2, which has a polarized base through a fairly large 10K resistor, thanks to which Q2 will not enter a state of deep saturation. By using such larger resi,